I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The United States and Japan are close allies, but only a third of Japanese think that ties with the U.S. are in good shape now. That's according to a new poll by Gallup and the Japanese newspaper Yomiuri. Apparently, many Japanese feel the U.S. has been paying more attention to China and less to Japan. That's according to Leo Lewis, Tokyo correspondent for The Times of London.
Japan does feel rather acutely that China has been in the limelight, that Chinese growth has been the great big story, and that Japan's right to a louder and more substantial voice on the world stage has been leapfrogged, effectively, by the rise of China. So for many years, for example, Japan has been asking for a permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council. You know, it seems unlikely to get that anytime soon. There's a sense that Japan is now a kind of stopover by American diplomats and politicians heading over to Beijing.
So what are the Japanese looking for from a Barack Obama presidency?
I think what the Japanese will be looking for is some acknowledgement that Japan does have in the unwinding of the financial crisis, Japan sees itself as having been down a lot of the path that America now finds itself in, that Japan has had its phase of zero interest rates. It's had its phase where bank lending suddenly froze almost overnight. Japan has made it clear that it is very happy to become involved in the sort of cooperation, you know, that has been necessary, that may again be necessary to kickstart economies, to kickstart lending. Japan wants to be part of that.
Is there one particular thing that has caused the Japanese to somewhat, anyway, sour on their relationship with the Americans?
If you could single out a single thing that has soured the Japanese relationship with America, at least the Japanese perception of its relationship with America, is the extent to which Wall Street capitalism has not been a very good medicine for corporate Japan. All of the kind of stock lessons of Wall Street capitalism that Japan has been forced to listen to for many years. And now it looks at the sort of global scene and decides that actually maybe those lessons weren't quite as wise as they sounded at the time.
And how much right now are the Japanese feeling the spin-off effects of what's happening here?
Oh, very profoundly. You know, very, very profoundly. America is still Japan's biggest customer, a customer, you know, Japan simply cannot live without.
All right. Thank you very much. Speaking to us from Tokyo, Leo Lewis with the Times of London newspaper. Thank you again, Leo.
All right. Bye.